This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
ASSO just issued an executive order declaring a state of emergency for every Florida county due to the severity and magnitude of this storm.
Hurricane Matthew, look out. That's the governor of Florida, Rick Scott. Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome to a new week here on America Tonight. There is concern now after smashing into Haiti with horrid winds of up to 160 miles an hour that it might jump on board here in the United States and go up that coastline, like around Fort Lauderdale, all the way up the East Coast. There's always the chance it will veer away, but it looked like this was going to be a miss, but it's not a miss at this point. So lots of rain already, as you heard Governor Scott say, declaring the emergency, because that's how you get the money out faster. If you declare an emergency, because you know darn well you're going to have problems with it, that would be the way to get those dollars flowing faster. But it hasn't even hit yet. Not good news. Nobody in their right mind wants to possibly see 160 mile an hour winds. That is creepy, creepy wild weather where you debate whether you're staying, whether you're going, oh, will you come back, will you find your house, the whole thing. The verbal jumping jacks that you go through. So we'll keep our eye on what happens with Hurricane Matthew, that's for sure. Donald Trump lost $1 billion. What, did it fall out of his pocket? How did he lose $1 billion? The focus is on his taxes, and this is why he hasn't had to pay taxes, allegedly, for 18 years. The New York Times posted one of his returns from the 90s for all to see, which is where he took huge losses, and it probably set him up. Wow. Crazy to think $1 billion, could lose $1 billion. But he's already lost so much as far as the whole tax situation. But do I think the tax situation will bring him down? No. I think it's up for the voters to decide what their vision is. What is the vision they see? I mean, Trump still leads in Ohio. Well, of course, you could talk about inequality. There's no question. I mean, Trump is in a much different spot than you and I are, my friends. And you know that, right? So all of it was laid out in the Times article, talking about how much he didn't have to pay no federal income taxes for 18 consecutive years. And that's in addition to 6 years, sorry, 6 years, six times in bankruptcy court. So he could dump billions of dollars of obligation onto other people, which then he would make more money. So now you have stories that people are telling that they're just coming out of the woodwork. But do you want Hillary Clinton to continue the Obama policies? She says that's what she's going to do, to try to reduce the inequality in this country. She emphasizes that in all of her debate stops. So she might not be warm and fuzzy, but I think she's captured the women. That's where Donald Trump has trouble, the female voters. Election day, my friends, is going to be very, very interesting. All right, let's hook up with Grim here from Mississippi right at the start of the show. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, Kate?
Yay, good.
Well, you know, last Saturday, prior to all this debate, you know, I mentioned, you know, I was going to talk about last week, but the DOJ granted immunity to, you know, some of the Clinton people that when she was in the Secretary of State, Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this all has to deal with their emails, so, you know, it's kind of a joke. You can't prosecute them. You know, you can't prosecute anybody. I mean,
yeah, you can't. Yeah.
Been all shut up. If anybody's been listening to American Family Network, you know, I mean, they're pretty thorough about that. But, you know, I mean, this week kind of been, you know, I'm kind of worried about Glenn Beck. I think he's about 5 beers short of a six pack. I believe if he grabs that sixth one, you know, he's going to be, you know, the next Jim Jones, you know, with this Never
Hillary
Never Trump and Never Mind group, you know. You've heard about that.
That's not good. Yeah, I have the Never Mind group. Yeah, exactly. But Beck has been doing that for a while. I mean, he's been the anti-guy.
Oh, yeah, he's a sensationalist.
That's not new. But that's also why Fox didn't last. It could have lasted longer, but that's why they finally had to say, oh, yeah, this isn't working. We're going to figure out this out.
Well, they did a lot on Law and Order special where, you know, basically it was a portrayal of him. That
right.
was years ago, you know, and that's what
right,
they portrayed
right.
was a sensationalist that drove, you know, people to murder, you know.
Right.
But, you know, that's what the program was about, not him. But, you know, hey, Kate, I tell you, you know, everybody needs to really pay attention to this VP spot because for the simple reason, you know, if, you know, Hillary's health goes or somebody doesn't like Trump, you know, look what you got, people. So, you know, I mean.
Exactly.
The main media is downplaying it, and they shouldn't be. But I tell you what, you know, going back to the rest of those conservative shows, they're really all about ratings. Like I said before, I love your show because, you know, you let me stay right down the middle sometimes.
Right.
Be funny, but left to left and right to right, as you say, and somewhere
right,
in between.
Right.
I try to be in between. And, you know, my dad, he had been licensed. A radio telephone license by the FCC, Form 753-3, about the 9,000th license, which, you know, I kind of carried on myself with, you know, through the military. And
yep.
you know, I'd love to, you know, nominate you for the Peabody Award. I mean, that's the highest award you can receive.
You know, it's funny, I haven't thought about awards in a long time. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, in your particular category.
Yeah.
On the radio.
I am so glad, Grim, that you call and you add to the show, and I'm glad that you repeat that phrase because it's true. I started America Tonight to have some sanity, to have that sane voice, thank you, where no matter what your opinion was, you could find you would be welcome, even if we might be rolling around in it or completely disagree. It doesn't matter. It's not about that. It's about being heard because I am passionate about getting people heard. So Glenn Beck, who was just on Meet the Press, and that's what Grimm was alluding to, he was saying, look, when they were mocking me for bringing up Nazis, the reason why I did many of the times was to warn about the rise of the Uber right in Europe that would bleed into America. And guess what? It's happening. That's what he said. It's happening. So Glenn Beck had a whole bunch of conspiracy theories, and some of them having to do with the Nazis. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way in just a minute. Plus, who won the Ryder Cup? Find out.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
FEMA is deploying officials to state emergency operations centers in Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina.
All right, right there, Josh Earnest from the White House, of course, the spokesperson, talking about FEMA and rolling them out because of Hurricane Matthew batting the hatches. And that's what it's looking like. I just now, again, looked at a weather map. Ooh, it'd be so cool to be in space, look at the backside of that, but so frightening as well to see that because it's not looking good. It doesn't mean it won't veer off. It doesn't mean it won't dissipate a little bit, but it could be really, really nasty up and down that eastern seaboard in a day or two, probably a couple days. But let's hope that it does not smash into Fort Lauderdale and North Carolina and South Carolina, etc., Savannah, go all the way up the coastline. That would be brutal. All right, something that wasn't brutal, if you missed the Ryder Cup, and I'm sure some of you are not like I am. I love the game of golf. And listen, it isn't just for rich people. It's for hackers. Trust me, I did not grow up with giant money at all. I grew up in a very middle-class neighborhood, probably like some of you, but maybe, I don't know, maybe a bunch of kings and queens are listening to the show, so I shouldn't just edit for all of you. Well, what's interesting is there was some complaints about the galleries, and then in the end, Rory McIlroy actually defended the fantastic American galleries because that dominated so much of the conversation. So the Americans hadn't won this. Every 2 years they play a golf tournament against the Europeans. They hadn't won since 2008 until this moment. Check it out.
But here he is, about to be a Ryder Cup clincher. That's going to be good enough. This European streak is finally over as Ryan Moore has provided the difference, and the United States States will begin a celebration that will ring into the night and beyond. First time in 8 years they're going to have the feeling of winning that Ryder Cup.
All right, so pretty huge, I would say. Darren Clark, Europe's captain, referenced a Sunday incident with McIlroy. He said he was about to take a swing to hit it, and some guy shouted in the middle of his backswing. The whole crowd turned on the guy, pointed out who he was. Security, the guy was ejected. That was all done by the American fans. So he was giving credit as well that they, you know, people that were just crazy were being ejected. But the bottom line is this. The rub is this, that, hey, it doesn't matter what's happening, you know, boorish, nasty behavior, whatever. And there was some, but that's everywhere. You see that everywhere. You see that in Europe. Look, for goodness sake, look at their cricket matches. Look at what happens with that, the soccer matches. So the key thing is you had 80,000 people turn out for each of the tournament's 4 days. That's crazy. That's big crowds. And the U.S. won finally because they kept losing to the Europeans, and it certainly wasn't looking good. Speaking of winning and losing, in the election there's only going to be one winner, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. And, boy, it's getting interesting. Let me tell you, let's go out to Dan, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate. Okay, We'll get to the politics and all the other stuff before long, but first off, this woman was talking to a bunch of people in a rest home. She says, you know, every time I get up, I know what I want to do, but when I get there, I forget what it was. And then when I get back and I sit down, I remember. And the little codger sitting there says, well, we know where your brain is.
That's good. Bravo. I like it.
Okay. Now, did you call about what I was talking to about the Internet? Did you make a call?
When you were talking about the Internet, say that again.
Did you make a call to your congressman or senator about the Internet being given over by Obama to the UN?
Oh, yeah. How crazy is that? I actually tried to get a couple people on the show, but I didn't have any takers. But I think I might be able to get Cornyn on the show to talk about it. But, yes, absolutely. I mean, I actually went at it from a different angle. I went at it from getting people to come on.
I tried to get through, but I couldn't get through. They just did not accept
yeah.
this time. Blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
Of course.
Blah, blah, blah. The usual stalls, the stuff that they do to you.
Yes,
when
yes.
You dial the 212 number and all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, of
so
course.
So I went through that routine, so I did the best I could, but I'm really frustrated with this. Let's see, now on the politics. Hillary's complaining about Donald Trump of losing $1 billion and getting to take off income tax. She lost almost $1 million, $900,000. And she took the same deduction that Donald did. And she also can not have to pay any income taxes for a number of years. This was 2015. But,
right.
You know, she loves to throw dirt. Now, I'm telling you, the news media is all worried because this isn't working. All the stuff they've thrown at Donald Trump is not working. And Donald is on the march. He's getting bigger crowds. He's getting more support. He's getting more signs in people's yards. More people are talking on the sly. Yeah, I told him blah, 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 but what I'm really going to do. Uh-huh. Okay, you
yeah,
got the message?
Yeah, I've heard that, yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
I have too. I've been talking to some people as well, and it's all looking good for Donald Trump. This is going to be not just an election. This is going to be a slaughter. This two-faced, you know what, is going down. And she is responsible for the death of four men. She and Obama both. And then they went on and made a video and put that video out. And then they told the people that they were going to go after some guy that had put out this stupid little video and put him in jail all over this Benghazi fiasco that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were responsible for. So, ladies and gentlemen out there, we got one choice. We got one man that wants to shake things up. And the anti-Trumpers are afraid that they're going to lose their little fiefdom and not be able to continue on with the same little milking of America that they've been taking advantage of for years and years and years. Now, if you're listening to me, listen to this. You can make a difference. Vote for Trump. You need your vote. We need him in there, and we need to stop these clowns from doing the stuff that they've been doing for so, so long.
That's
about all for me.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. Dan's right about the crowds. The crowds are very, very large for Donald Trump. Izzy joins us from Missouri. Dan will be glad to hear that. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
Hi, Dan. Hi, Prim. I'm fine. Kate, I mean, doing as well as can be expected.
Good.
I don't care about Trump's taxes. I could care less. And no, not all women are against Trump or even a small portion. Every woman I speak to is for Trump. So I got that one out. But I want to address something that Graham asked a week ago. I've been trying four times to get on. Where is Nathan, by the way?
Nathan just has the night off. He's with us. He works 3 days out of the five.
Okay, where's Patrick?
Patrick has been off.
Golly, I thought I was going to have to give Dan my serial number. Okay. Graham asked a question about the smiles.
Uh-huh.
And here's a good clue. When you see someone genuinely smile, look to the eyes. The smile has to reach the eyes. I know, I studied all this in my psychology courses. And a good person to look at for this is Melissa McCarthy. She has one of the most outstanding smiles that is so genuine. It's just like, you know.
But she's the real deal.
Oh, yeah. Then with Jane Fonda, who has such a plastered smile on her face and cold eyes.
Wow, that's interesting.
Watch the rest of the body language, because a smile can speak volumes. As long as you coordinate it with the eyes.
Yeah.
And Hillary's eyes rarely smile. She's another
That's
one.
True.
She fasters that tight-lipped smile thing, and her eyes are just so dead.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, God, do I really have to be here?
Yeah, she does have that look.
And, like, you pay on. Oh, wait a minute. What does she call us?
God, deplorables.
Yeah, I just got my T-shirt made for that. And
oh, that's
across the
funny.
Front it says, I'm a deplorable. Deal with it.
They've been selling them all over the place, yeah.
No, but Dan is right also. If Hillary gets in, we are so screwed. And I think, you know, I think Trump will make it. I'm hoping he makes it. But by God, if he doesn't, better bend over and kiss it goodbye, and I hope you have a food store, because we're going to Civil War.
Izzy, we love you. We love you. Thank you so much for calling in. It's great to hear from you. Stay with us. We're up against it.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books, and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
And I'm so psyched about our next guest. He's in our virtual green room. We spared no expense, so I hope he likes all the Red Bull that we set up for him. And speaking of bull, this is no bull. I really love this book, Business Blunders, 10 Dangerous Business Mistakes, and How to Protect Your Business So It Can Thrive. He is the author of that book, an attorney. He's also, oh gosh, he has so many titles. He's a corporate attorney, CPA, CEO. Maybe he's a magician in between. I don't know. But this book is really handy, let me tell you, especially if you have no idea what you're doing, or even if you think you have an idea of what you're doing, you don't. Sean, thanks so much for coming on the show. How do you like those Red Bulls?
Thank you for having me. Yeah, looking forward to being on the show.
So in talking about business blunders, what do you think? I'm just going to boil it down right at the top. What is the number one mistake people make? Is it, I'm just going to guess, and you tell me if I'm right, is it not forming some sort of LLC or S-Corp or some kind of structure, not having a structure?
Yeah, we find a lot of people do eventually find a structure, and you know, that would be the first mistake. If you don't have a structure, you've definitely probably done something wrong, and you're exposing your personal assets. But the second thing we find is people do form a structure, and they think, oh, I filed my form with the state, I am a LLC or I'm a corporation, I'm good to go forever. And the reality is there's a lot of cases out there where business owners have still had their personal assets attacked even though they formed an entity because they didn't do the right things to run the entity properly. So there's a second layer beyond just filing with the state. You've got to run that business correctly.
Yeah, so that's a good lesson. So just because, and I know a lot of people, frankly, that have done that, slap an LLC on it, that means my assets aren't attached, but you're saying be careful because if you don't watch that second layer, you could be vulnerable, like in court, right?
Yeah, courts look at it from a fairness standpoint, and there's a lot of little things you can do behind the scenes to really protect yourself. But the court's going to say, is it fair? Is it fair that we're going to separate those assets? Because often you have a problem with somebody who has a loss. You know, a customer didn't get goods, maybe somebody slipped and fell or something, and the court now has to wrestle. Does that person who's injured or has a loss, do they get the money? Or does the business owner get their personal assets protected? And they're going to look at fairness, and they look at how that business was run, record keeping, you know, administrative details. Was it treated like a business? Were you very careful about making sure you deposited stuff into the right bank accounts? So that test could come later, and you want to be ready for that test if that test ever comes to your business.
Oh, boy, no kidding. All right, what are some other blunders that you talk about in the book?
Another one is not keeping great records. You know, people get busy. Business goes, business starts growing, people start getting excited, and it's growing, and everything's going well, and you've got customers, you get one of these really busy periods, and maybe you're not doing the filing. Maybe you're not putting those records away. Maybe you're not getting every customer to sign every contract and filing it away. And these are one of the things that come back and haunt you, particularly if you go to sell your business. You finally get to that payday, you've reached it years later, and it's time to sell the business. One of the first things your buyer typically is going to do is say, hey, give me all your business records. I want to take a look through them. And they start looking through them, and they start finding incomplete records. And the buyer starts thinking, risk, risk, risk.
Right. So start today, right? Start today. Go backwards if you have to and figure out those records. Yeah.
Build those records. Have them in a logical fashion. Have them right. You just never know when an acquisition is going to come because, you know, we've seen businesses where you start growing and things are going well, and suddenly somebody that you weren't thinking about it calls you up and says, hey, I'd really love to buy your business. And it may be a lucrative payday, maybe a great opportunity, but you've got to be ready for it.
Yeah, I think that's so key. I love that. If you're one of those people where you have paper bags still and you've got all your records there and your receipts, that's not good. So as Sean says, start to figure out a way to come up with some sort of system or, for goodness sake, hire someone. Is that a mistake? Do people not hire enough people when they start businesses and they need to do that, depending on what kind of company they are?
That's definitely a problem we see very frequently is what some people might call a Superman complex. You know, business owners want to think, you know, I'm almighty, I can handle everything. But one thing we see a lot of our clients learn is once they start bringing other people in, they hire those people that have that expertise or that knowledge or that can push them in different areas and get them to a higher level, that's when the business really explodes. When that business owner becomes laser focused on what they're great at, and they start bringing in people with other greatness, that's when we see these businesses expand like crazy. And I think it's a common problem with businesses, particularly in the early stage, where the business owner tries to do everything. They feel like, oh, I have to do everything. It's my business. I'm responsible for everything. Really build a team. You'll see tremendous returns on your business.
All right. I like the word team. Something else we wanted to talk about is the three laws of empowerment. What are the three laws of empowerment to grow your wealth? How do you grow your wealth?
Three laws of empowerment is something that I've found over years of experience, you know, working with business owners, seeing plans that work, seeing ones that don't work. We've really boiled it down to a system, a framework to analyze where you are in your growth process. What we like to do is get people first to prepare. You really need to choose yourself and know that you can be successful and start doing the things you need to do to lay a foundation of success. Then you need a plan, and you need a good plan that you can execute. And once you have that plan, you're executing, you need to protect. We've seen unfortunate cases in the world where people have done great things, built great things, and they've not protected themselves. They've not negotiated this for themselves and got the wealth or outcome they deserve. So we want to make sure you see that on the back end. So it's really a three-step process and framework for analyzing where you're at and working through the growth process.
Yeah. When you talk about matter of preparing, does that also mean being kind of a little bit of a visionary, looking down the road and seeing what the possibilities are for the business?
I think definitely. You want to prepare for success. You want to prepare yourself to be successful and start building those skills. And you also want to look ahead to what the success is going to look like. And that's right. You need a visionary piece of this. where am I going to? Where do I want to be? What do I want this to look like? And a lot of this is a lifestyle choice. What do you want your life to look like as you build success? Because, you know, if you let your business just grow randomly, you may end up with a life that you don't enjoy. And we do, unfortunately, get some business owners come to us to reinvent themselves. Mm. And we work through the process. But, you know, they end up, business took off. They just kept growing their customers. But they say, I don't enjoy this every day now. And so we have to reinvent their business and get them reestablished. But if we prepare in the beginning and think about where you want to end up and start taking intentional actions along that plan, that's when we end up where people want to be, and that's that they have happier lives.
Yeah, I bet if we did a survey and we talk about intentional actions versus things that just happen, most people would fall in the other category. They wouldn't fall in the category of being intentional. But if you're intentional, boy, that would have to make it easier if you fall into one of these problems where did you protect yourself, did you plan, I would assume, right? Sean, if you're intentional, the other two P's, because I'm seeing that as the three P's, the other two yep. P's would fall into place.
That's right. They all play off of each other. You know, when you really have that vision and that preparation and you know where you want to be, then you have the plan. And if you start getting off plan, I mean, business plans do change. Life does evolve. Let's not yeah. say everything's going to be static. But if something starts to change, you'll recognize it. If you're going off your plan, you recognize it when it's happening, and then you can make a decision. Am I intentionally going off plan, or is this accidental, in which case you can steer the ship back to where it should be?
Yeah. Of all your years of, as I mentioned, you're an attorney, you also are a CPA. Which one came first? Was the law degree first in practicing law, or was it the CPA?
The CPA came first. I studied accounting, and I loved accounting. It was great, but I couldn't see spending my entire career in the accounting field. It wasn't a fit for me. And I took a survey course in business law while I was in accounting school, and that really spoke to me. And I said, that's what I want to do. So I brought the two together. I worked in accounting for a while in law school and while finishing up my undergrad, got some accounting background, love financial statements, love working through those and seeing what's going on in the business. But I really love the business law of helping the business owners plan and grow their businesses.
Yeah, so you say you love working through financial statements. Wow, is everybody listening to that? You need to call Sean, because I guarantee there's a lot of people that don't like doing the numbers part of it. You must be like a puzzler. You like puzzles then, right?
There's great information buried in those financial statements. You start looking at them, and you can really learn a business and where opportunities are by looking at how the financials are flowing. And each one's unique. Every business different. It really ties it to your marketing and growth process. But you can zero in and see in the financials what's going on in a business, and it's a great tool.
Yeah. Of all the years of practicing law and then combining it, of course, doing the CPA thing first, do you have a case or a client you're most proud of, something that you were able to, you know, save them a bucket load of money, or something you did to prevent them from losing a lot of money?
Yeah, you know, I have a client of mine right now, and talking about plan and prepare and lifestyle, he built a business later in life, and he got to the point where he was thinking about retiring and talked about selling the business and went out to the market. Unfortunately, he hadn't done a lot of preparing to sell the business. A lot of people gave him the feedback, you're not quite ready to sell, your business isn't, you haven't structured it to work without you. We see this very commonly. So we went back and we restructured the business. Guess what? He restructured the business. It grew. He has other people running the business. He now doesn't go to the office. Still owns the business, and he's getting tremendous income coming off the business. He's living the life he wants to live, all because we went back and rethought how his management team, his leadership team was set up, and we took him out of the business. And now he's making the money from the business. He gets to do the strategic fun stuff. He doesn't have to deal with all the day-to-day hassles. He's loving life.
Wow, no kidding. So does that mean that you get the fabulous fruit basket from him or the cookies from Honolulu every year?
Yeah, exactly. You know, he's a great guy. You know, the interesting part about him is I occasionally call to check in, and he's often in some other part of the country. You know, he's traveling. He's enjoying it. You know?
Yeah, that sounds good. All right, Sean, so how do people pick up your book? I would imagine the obvious way, go to Amazon, correct?
Amazon.com has copies available. Just search Business Blunders. Also, McBrideBook.com has some more detail about the contents of the book and can get you a link over to Amazon as well.
All right, awesome. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there. The B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest. The brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance. Could I be
America Tonight. We're here with the CEO of eDriving, CEO Stokes, and I'll tell you what, this is a big week coming up, and I gotta tell you, when I'm driving, I have seen people put on makeup, read magazines, obviously on the phone, texting, all kinds of crazy distractions. So October 3rd through the 7th is Drive Safely to Work Week, right? Drive Safely Work Week. And it's a great time to talk about that and what's going on with people. And as I mentioned, when they're in the car, Celia is the CEO of eDriving. Celia, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Happy to join you, Kate.
So when we look at driving overall, first of all, how bad are the distractions? Because I love that we've got this week coming up. I see it all the time. I see it every day. I mean, I'm not even a judgy person. I'm just driving around, and it's in my face, and I can't even believe the on major highways, people cutting across lanes because they're not paying attention.
It's frightening, and unfortunately, all of us have our driving devices, and you may find in the quiet moments when you yourself are driving your own car that you find yourself guilty of them as well. We are living in a world where distractions are getting getting worse, not better, despite the public focus and PSA announcements and a lot of conversation in the press about the dangers of distraction. If anything, they're getting worse, and the nature of distractions are becoming much more dimensional to include things like Pokemon Go and checking Snapchats and Facebook. It's unfortunately not just texting anymore. The addictive nature of missing out of something that might be happening on your phone is just really creating a lot of peril. And as a company, we are very focused on not just telling people about distractions, because we're pretty sure people understand those things are bad to be doing, but into fundamentally getting people to stop doing them, so to kind of avoid, break the addictions, break the behaviors, et cetera. And one of the most startling facts when I took on this role is that almost every incident that happens on the road is happening because of a decision that a driver is making or choosing not to make. And so 94% of incidents are happening because of those decisions or choices that are happening, one of which is not to be really tuned in.
Wow. Not to be tuned in. And you mentioned that we may be just as guilty of that, not thinking about it, and we're not, you know, paying attention. We're off thinking about something else. And you have it at eDriving.com. You have an online evaluation tool that helps people assess their risk of driving drowsy or distracted. Tell me about that.
We have a free road risk assessment that's available, that we're actually making available through not only our own website, but to the public as part of NETS, the National Network of, the Network of Employers for Traffic Safety, who sponsors National Driver Safety Work Week. We are making it available as a free tool on their website as well, which is trafficsafety.org, if people want to go and see how they fare relative to about another 500,000 people who've taken the assessment so far. The point of it is really to give people an objective measurement in terms of how well, what kinds of attitudes and behaviors they're bringing to their performance behind the wheel. So it's about a 20-minute test, and at the end of it, you'll have a score that compares you to the other people who have taken the test and gives you a sense of what you need to work on. And it is one of the tools that we're using to start inviting some self-awareness, some objective self-awareness about what you're actually doing behind the wheel.
Yep. Wow. That's terrific. And you said how many, like over 500,000 people?
500,000.
Wow.
Yep.
Have taken it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll also mention, Kate, that the week after Driver Safety Work Week, which is an incredibly important focus that happens nationally or annually, and is sponsored by this public-private partnership, very important because it's getting employers to help their employees who are both driving for work and driving while at home to focus on those driving behaviors that aren't just important during their work hours, but are important for their home hours as well. The week after that is National Teen Driver Safety Week. So it's a very important two-week period and a time where we can all think of ourselves as both adult drivers and driving for ourselves, as well as the kind of behaviors that we're modeling for our teens who are coming up in about to take the wheel. And, you know, the statistics for the first couple of years for teens driving are incredibly sobering. So what we're doing as parents, what the kinds of distractions that we're modeling are being viewed by the passengers in the back seat as they're preparing to take the wheel.
Yeah. And statistically, do you have any statistics about the cost as far as dollars and lives when we talk about distracted and crazy, drowsy driving?
From an employer standpoint, it costs employers about $47 billion annually in related costs, both in terms of time off work, injuries, accident costs or incident costs, because there really is no such thing as an accident. They're all incidents. So just huge, huge numbers, and I don't have the stat in front of me of how many lives are lost just in the U.S. through road incidents that could be avoided. Again, 96% of them due to human error or human decisions, so most all of them avoidable.
Wow. Okay, so again, to get the e-driving free road risk assessment, how do they do that?
They can go to trafficsafety.org if they want to take the test there and look at other materials that are available free to the public and to employers. They can also find it on eDriving.com. That's eDriving.com.
eDriving.com. All right, drive safely out there, everybody listening, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate.
All right, so e-driving, so you know what it is. It's an online driver training and global, actually, driver risk management deal. They've got, I don't know how many customers, like over 10 million customers. And as far as drivers, over 700,000 drivers, fleet drivers worldwide. So I think this is good. I think this is great, actually. It's significant because I mentioned it to Celia that there's no question driving around, I've seen incredibly distracted people. And she's right. I mean, how many of us do it ourselves where you're daydreaming or you have your list going on in your mind, you're running a list of what you have to do and where you have to go, and you're not paying attention to being on the road. You're not just like taking a breath for a second and saying, okay, well, I'm going to the mall down the street, or I'm going to the grocery store, or wherever you're going, I'm going to the game. And you take your eye off the ball, frankly, and it is frightening. Because I can't imagine, me personally, I never want to be the person that is so distracted I plow into somebody. But the rage people must feel when you know it's a cell phone, it's a whatever, and they've been hit and they're in an accident and hopefully they're okay. But when they're not okay, and then the injuries and what you have to deal with after that, God forbid if it's a fatality. I just had a friend who's got a company, it's called the Spanish Schoolhouse, I'll just say it, because she was traveling around the state, and it's got a really cool business. But regardless of her business, she's traveling with other people, they're renting a car, she's in the back seat, and the partners are in the front seat, and somebody, distracted driver, boom, plows into the back of the car. Not necessarily huge rates of speed, but definitely fast enough. And now she's got all kinds of, she's in her 40s, she's got all kinds of back problems that she's dealing with and trying to figure out, oh my gosh, herniated disc, do I have to have surgery? Is there acupuncture? What do I do? And this is because somebody wasn't paying attention. And then that person has to pay the price as well. So come on, peeps, go to eDriving.com and take the test. And with that many people taking it, I think you may be startled at the results. And maybe this road risk self-assessment makes you think a few times when you pull out of your driveway. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side here on ATM.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's